Anyone who listens to this show on a regular basis is going to be surprised that there is a new episode. But believe it or not, I am alive and well. It's good to be back with everybody on another episode of I Suppose. And in this episode, I'm going to try my hardest to find some positivity in the darkness that is Miami sports at this particular moment on November 13th, 2018. Now, as of right now, everybody knows the Dolphins are 5-5. Well, anyone that cares about football knows that the Dolphins are 5-5. And anyone that likes basketball knows that the Heat have not gotten off to a strong start, which is what I was hoping for as a Heat fan, given the fact that they brought the same team back, essentially, from last year. Where should I start? You know what? Let's start with the Heat. The 5-8 start leaves a lot to be desired. In fact, as a fan, I really do not understand why they haven't been able to execute defensively. I mean, giving up 120 points last night, even, to the... Who did we even play last night? Not the Wizards, but it was the... I don't even remember who we played last night. Oh, the Sixers, of course. Giving up 120 points to the Sixers is embarrassing. Even towards the end of the game, they looked like they didn't even care. They looked like there was a lack of pride. And that's one of the things about Miami Heat teams, win or lose, that I've always been happy with, is that they played with effort on most nights on the defensive end. But lately, this team has been playing like complete garbage on the defensive end. There's no way to sugarcoat that. Their late game execution, offensively and defensively, leaves, let's just say, a lot to be desired. And that's the thing that I don't understand. If you're the same team, how can there be so many mistakes and miscommunications with regarding turnovers offensively? And regarding miscommunications, two guys rotating to the same guy with the ball and leaving open people under the basket. It doesn't make sense. How is this happening? When you guys, being the Miami Heat, are supposed to be the same team and with the same players just improving. So that's what I don't understand. And that is honestly what's confusing me the most with the Heat. I don't even know who to blame it on. Do I blame it on the coaching staff? Is it the coaching staff's fault that these players aren't executing the way they're supposed to be playing? Are the schemes defensively just not good enough for what today's NBA game is? Which doesn't make sense, because Eric Spoelstra was one of the first coaches to go with the whole pace and space motto. I kept hearing that a lot in the finals when the Heat had LeBron and Bosch and Wade. So this isn't nothing new to the coaching staff, and these players aren't anything new to the coaching staff. Is it the fact that the Heat are missing James Johnson and Deion Waiters? Does that really make that much of a difference? Does Dwayne Wade's absence for a week because of his newborn daughter make so much of a difference to the team that they've just cannot execute down the stretch? What is it? Because I can't figure it out. Having said all of that, there are good signs, as hard as this is for me to say. For major stretches of the game, their offense looked pretty good. Richardson and Winslow both look like they've improved, especially when Richardson, excuse me. His offense looks like it's taken a step forward, as hard as that is to hear, given the mistakes he can be known for making at the end of the game. Winslow's all-around game is definitely improving. You could see it in his assists and rebounds. His numbers are going up. He's shooting the ball better and still needs to work on his finishing, but is finishing it better than a year ago or 2 years ago. At least that's the way it looks like to me. I really like the play of Whiteside. It's extremely encouraging. He's really going out there and giving effort every night, it feels like. I haven't seen a game yet with Whiteside specifically that I'm like, why isn't he doing more? He's giving you everything he's got, it seems like. So those are good and positive signs to look forward to. The young guys developing and Whiteside actually giving you what he's capable of doing. Now, I can't understand why they haven't put it all together yet. And I'm someone who prides myself on giving teams time, giving coaches time. But this, to me, makes no sense. Moving on. The Dolphins, 5-5, with all the injuries that they've had. A lot of injuries. And I know as a Dolphins fan, anyone who's a Dolphins fan listening to this episode out there has to be tired of hearing the same old story every year. Oh, it's the injuries. Oh, it's the line. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. I mean, this team has been pulverized by injuries again. And I'm actually shocked that they're 5-5, given all the injuries that they've had. I think Osweiler has done a serviceable job. I think he hasn't blown anybody out of the water. And I do think that Tannehill is still a better quarterback than Osweiler, which I guess isn't a stretch to say. But the question is now, where do they go from here? They're 5-5. They're on a bye week. If you've heard any of the Miami Dolphins special, you'll know that I picked them to finish 9-7. So in terms of my record, I seem to be on pace with them. But I don't want to be on pace with them. I want them to prove me wrong in a good way. 10-6 or above would be nice. But at this point, that means at 5-5, you're hoping that they only lose one more game. I don't know if that's a fair ask for the Dolphins. Positive signs to look forward to for them, though, is that Devontae Parker has shown flashes again. He seems to try to make the most of his opportunities that are given to him. And the fact of the matter is they're getting three offensive linemen back and their starting quarterback back once the bye week is over. So those are things that should help the offense improve. I think defensively the last 2 weeks, they've done as much as they can, especially against the Jets. But even against the Packers, their defense, well, their pass defense was okay, and their run defense left a lot to be desired. So we'll see if there's any adjustments defensively coming out of the bye. But really what I'm looking forward to is at least trying to get a semblance of an offense back, because they've just been non-existent for the past two games. And it's just sad to see. Other positive signs for the Dolphins is they look like they've hit on Minka Fitzpatrick. And they look like they've hit on Xavien Howard. Both guys seem to be doing well on the defense. The linebacker, Jerome Baker, seems to be out there making plays, making tackles. It seems to be that he's a keeper. And finally, another major sign for the Dolphins moving forward, and take this for what you will, is that Jakeem Grant didn't suffer a season-ending injury. Now, that sounds like a pretend sort of positive, but Honestly, if the Dolphins would have lost Albert Wilson and Jakeem Grant for the rest of the year, I don't know what more you could have asked of the Dolphins, given the fact that they're losing a lot of their big playmakers on offense. Still curious to see how they finish out the season. I want to know if bringing their offense back can maybe help them to win some games. We'll see what transpires with the Dolphins. So with all that being said, I want to know from anyone that's listening to this show, and I'm going to put it out there on the show's Twitter page, which team do you think has the better chance of turning it around? Dolphins, Heat, or Panthers? I bring in the Florida Panthers into these conversations because they started horribly, but now find themselves 5 points out of the last playoff spot. So, I'll have that up for you guys on my Twitter page, on the Ike Suppose Twitter page, and you can take the time to give that poll an answer. Well, that's about all I've got for this week. I honestly don't know when I'll be back, but hopefully it won't be in another 2 months, because that's just embarrassing. I apologize to anyone that is out there listening to this show consistently. And I look forward to talking about hopefully good things in Miami sports in the future. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.